rock show of your own on Saturday.
We are indeed putting on our auction and antique show.
A rock auction.
And by the way, that was the first time I've ever heard the Killjoys, Dave, and I thought they were quite dandy.
Well, isn't that great, Dave?
It is great, Dave.
Well, hi. Tim. Say hi, Tim. Say hi. Dave. Move over.
Tim's got to get close to the mic.
Dave's got to get close to the mic.
Eat the mic.
There you go.
Eat
hi, Marty. Ridge.
Hi, Dave.
Good to see you. You guys, we're here because we're celebrating the release of Introducing Happiness.
Yay!
And congratulations, out tomorrow in the stores and stuff. So we're going to play some stuff for that. We're also going to have a music draft here. We got lots of records by all of our favorite bands, and we'll just take turns picking tracks and stuff. And
we have to name our franchises, though. Okay.
Okay. Right.
What's the entry fee? Is there a fee?
Yeah.
15 mil? Okay.
Okay. So we're all in. We're all in, and we'll see who wins at the end.
Yeah.
So in Hamilton, where was the gig? It was at a folk festival or something.
It was at Gage Park. The Gage Park, where the Gage family in the early 1900s owned like this giant, beautiful farm in Hamilton, and they donated it to the city, and they've had this festival for 19 years. This was its 19th year. It turned the age of majority this year, so they say. And we shared the bill with Lighthouse and Junkhouse. We were right in the middle. A house sandwich. A house special. We were the house special, Dave.
How was Lighthouse?
Screaming.
Sitting stoned alone in their backyard, I believe, Dave.
That's right.
Sunny days everywhere. Yeah. At the Grange Park there, wherever it was in Hamilton.
Grange Park, Dave.
Grange Park, that's over by...
it was fun times.
Okay.
What?
Go ahead.
Never mind.
No, never mind.
Dave, it's your show.
You're calling the shots, brother.
Okay, well, we're going to go to a first draft. Clarky, you're up first, and you've drafted from the Introducing Happiness LP. It's actually a two-parter. You get two draft picks here. You accumulated one.
I pull my Cliff Fletcher move. I'm pulling them from the West Hill, that is, and I've got The Woods Are Full of Cuckoos off of our own album, Introducing Happiness, a tribute to the great band Woods Are Full of Cuckoos. Soon after became The Lawn. An excellent band, and that'll be followed up by a song by The Lawn, sung by our friend Gord Cumming, and the song is Hay Is for Horses, and you can't get any better than that, Dave.
Mark down the rosters. Here we go. These are the Rios, and we on CFNY 102.1.
Yeah. CFNY
102.1.
Hay Is for Horses. A salute.
It's for people too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Salute to Gord, Richard.
Tip of the hat.
The Gregory Brothers, Mike Bush on the tubs, Lonnie James on the tubs on the other songs.
Great music makers. Before that, we heard The Woods Are Full of Cuckoos, and I guess a tribute song from you guys.
Little tip of the hat.
To them. We're listening to music not only from the new Rio Statics LP, Introducing Happiness, but also music from a whole bunch of people having a little music draft right here. And after this break, we have draft picks coming up from Bedini, Tielli, and Vesely. We'll be back after this. Yeah, we're here. We're going to hear some more new music. The Rio Statics are here, and once again, we're celebrating the release of Introducing Happiness.
Are we really celebrating,
Dave? We are.
Oh, yeah!
Woo! As we speak, we are celebrating.
We're having a dual celebration. I believe we're celebrating great bands of a Canadian nature, I guess, independent bands mostly. And
we're going to have a duel to celebrate the...
We'll have a duel. You'll take the 10 paces against D.B. Bedini there.
Take the 10 pesos, yeah.
Out in Grinch Park, we'll hand you a couple of water pistols. You can soak each other.
Wow. And arms, fire away. So, Dave, you're up at the draft table. You have not traded your pick, and you have chosen what?
What have you chosen, Dave?
I actually could. You can trade.
You can trade
pick.
The pick. You can trade the pick. But
so there's going to be a back room
little
component to this thing. I have chosen Adam West, Weird Boy from their Brunswick Hotel CD, which is a great record. Just a great record.
Why did you choose Weird Boy, Dave?
Because I like that song. It's in the middle of some nice, beautiful pop songs. Is a weird song by Big Weird Sean of Adam West and.
Sean,
it's my personal favorite in the group.
Don't you picture Sean riding that John Deere plow in the field?
He's a mountain man, Sean. He's the last of the mountain men.
Well, here's some music from Adam West. We're going to follow it up by Marty. You've done a pick. You're going to pick the title track from the Rio's brand new album, Introducing Happiness.
Yeah.
So what's that title track called?
Why did you choose that track in particular?
Yeah, why did you choose it?
It's the one I can listen to. I like it.
That's a good reason.
Does it make you happy?
It makes me happy.
Does it make you flappy happy?
It's a pop song, isn't it? I think we've written...
It's Pop Song 94.
Let's celebrate your choice.
That's what it is.
Yes. Excellent choice.
And then that shrewd wheeler dealer, Tim Vesely, over here, you're holding on to your pick, and you're going with Brand New Change of Heart.
Yeah.
So,
well, I've heard one song from it, probably on your show, maybe, three-word, four-letter.
A classic, yeah.
So instead, I'll pick the 57...
Second one
that I haven't heard that Dave Clark says is really good.
What's it
good.
Called?
Away, Goodbye.
Okay, coming up a three-pack. Adam West, Rio Statics, and Change of Heart on the Indie Hour, CFNY 102.1. From Change of Heart, from the brand new Tummy Suckle LP, Record release for it was last Saturday night at the Rivoli. A good time was had by all, and you should have seen Rock Bass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Engines came out, played a whole bunch of new material and stuff, and the new songs sound great.
Who was playing the largemouth? was it J.C. Crichton?
Right on it. Some nice big catches. Looking forward to it. And we're going to hear more from that, I'm sure. You're listening to the Indie Hour on CFY 102.1. Having a little Rock Draft 94 here with the Rio Statics. We'll be back with more picks after this.
Frank Heaps from
Indie Hour, Rock Draft.
Toronto Dave.
That's right. I forget that. Rock Draft 94 with the Rio Statics here. Pulling out some tunes, both from their brand new record, Introducing Happiness, and from whatever else we can find here. Okay, I'm up on the podium in this round, and let me put my glasses and look over them the way all the executives do. And I'm going to pick a song.
Who are you putting a sweater on, Dave?
You're going to put the sweater on. I'm going to put on some Inbreds from the Hilario LP and my favorite track, He Never. Clarky, you've been in the studio all week working on new Inbred stuff. What's going on?
A great album, great extension of the old Hilario album. Good boys, excellent people, good music with Uncle Lou Melville of the Struts, Lou Melville, Melville fame, and of course, Dale Morningstar of the Dinner is Ruined fame. Working on everything. Get ready for the big stretch, Armstrong.
Looking forward to some brand new music from the Inbreds. Clarky, while you're at the podium, we'll have your pick after. Who are we going to hear after the Inbreds?
Well, we're going to hear a band that's just been in town, and still are, as a matter of fact, playing Elvis Money tonight, I believe.
Right now, they're probably tuning up.
Yeah, they're probably making it happen. I'm going to lay a sweater over Pete Cameron and Crazy James and...
Pete Campbell, isn't it?
But he calls himself Pete Cameron.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
It's some sort of in-joke, you know? Why do you call yourself Bugdan Maldonetti? You know, it's just the thing. I'm going to put a sweater on the sweaters. We're
going to
take track number two
Dave.
Off their CD, Pop Thing. It's going to be it's going to be Do Anything That You Want. And let me tell you, they just played the Soundgarden show, and they were awesome.
Yeah. I bet they were. Let's play two, The Inbreds and the Sweaters, on the Indie Hour on CFNY 102.1 FM. The next selection in Rock Draft 94.
For the second pick, the Bedini Marauders choose Cephalus Worm, Uncle Henry.
By the Rio Statics on CFNY 102.1. I 102.1, Uncle Henry.
Nothing like a 259 pop song for you.
There you go. Taken from the LP, Introducing Happiness by the Rio Statics. They're here with me in the studio playing some of that record and also some music from our Rock Draft 94
thing
here.
That's the first single from the record, too. We'll be shooting.
And that was the radio edit, too.
Right.
The full version is available. And it's, of course, a mention, a reference there to Hockey Stanley Cup. I don't think we could let the day pass by, as we know that earlier this evening they had the final send-off for Wendell Clark today.
Good luck.
No, isn't the Fan Appreciation Day is on the 23rd of August?
Oh, it's on the 23rd?
Yes, Dave, okay. I don't know who's giving you that information.
Okay.
Actually, there was a party, I think, a private affair.
Is that what it was? Okay, just reread my press releases. You're listening to Rock Draft 94. We'll be back with more music. Martin Tielli and Tim Vesley's picks up next. The hour, Rock Draft 94, more picks to come. Martin Tielli, you're at the podium.
I would like to hear the Wooden Stars song, Hate Everyone.
Wooden Stars, band from Ottawa, participated in last Green Sprouts Music Week back at the Ultrasound.
Indeed.
Excellent, amazing band. So much, so great. They're really young, too, and they're so advanced.
One of the best drummers I've ever seen in my life.
Playing jazz guy,
band.
Too, Andrew.
Yeah, really hot drummer. But
don't hold that against him.
No.
Good folks to boot. They're good to boot. You can boot them about 300 yards with a good boot.
And they'll be doing some booting at a couple dates coming up.
We threw one of them at the Giant Chicken Bucket.
I threw the guitarist.
Yeah.
Julian? Like 50 feet.
Julian, yeah.
At the Chicken Bucket.
We got some Julian fries right by the chicken. There you go.
Perfect. And Tim, once we're at the podium here, you're up there. Your selection following the Wooden Stars will be?
And I select from Introducing Happiness. I'll select the cover song on there, One More Color.
A fine choice indeed.
One more cover.
So a little Wooden Stars followed by the Rio's interpretation of the James Sibbery.
Our reading of the Sibbery song. One more cover.
Let's hear them both on the Indie Hour, CFNY 102.1. CFNY 102.1, the Rio Statics interpretation of James Sibbery's One More Color. That was Tim's pick in Rock Draft 94. A fine rendition. Good punk rock guitar there in the...
little tip of the hat to Skidoo.
Yeah, you bet. So, Tim, got to ask you about coming home from Indonesia. You met David Letterman on an airplane. How'd that happen?
Apparently. It was the red-eye flight from L.A. to Chicago. And, my girlfriend Lisa and I, we saw him sitting in first class up there. So we walked up and talked to him for a bit.
He's a nice guy.
Lovely fellow. Very handsome.
Get an autograph?
Yeah, he actually signed our little trip journal. He's the first person to welcome us home.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anyone else met any celebrities lately?
Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't actually meet him, but he
sniffed
we
us.
We were among
him. He gave you a dirty aura. Look, didn't he?
Well, he gave me a Mick look. He gave me the Mick death mask.
Well, did you? Do you? You referred to him as a pub shrimpkin. With a very large head.
Well, Dan Aykroyd.
Isn't that a special
in.
Down at the Fryer and Frickin', the pub shrimpkin?
Yeah.
A little shriveled, a little short, got a big voice. You know, Dan Aykroyd came into his club that he partially owns when one night when the UIC and the Sweaters were playing, said, hi, how you doing, boys? Fine, thanks, Dan. There you go.
Sounds
little Dan running.
Sounds good. Celebrities all around.
Let's see, who else did I run into? You run into anybody famous, Martin?
Tyler Stewart, Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, he's got a beard. He's got a full beard now. The picture that I saw in the paper doesn't look anything like him. He's grew this like big Grizzly Adams beard thing, and he's shorn all his hair and has taken to wearing rose-colored glasses.
Another celebrity I met has also shorn all his hair off and also happens to be a drummer.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Poet Laureate Dave Clark.
I have indeed shorn my hair of 10 years.
But not without style, though.
Thank you.
He's got style.
Cut by my lovely friend Rasheen Kadir.
So
in
cute.
10 cuts.
A nice job. She's done. We're listening to Rock Draft 94 at the Rio Statics. We have time for another song before we go to a break here. It's by a friend of ours all, Mark Critchley's band
itch,
from Vancouver.
Yeah.
A little bit of itch. Always
Dying to be Jesus.
Is it really?
Awesome record. No, that's the name of his first record.
His new record, Pull the Wool, has just come out on, I think it's Network Records, and it's awesome.
We're going to play a track taken from the Johnny Hansen Presents Puck Rock.
Yep.
And,
Volume 1.
So a little bit of what happened in the ice and the cold of North Bay, I guess, eh?
Trappers.
Slurpee City.
Trapper Town.
Itch is coming to town August 26th.
Do you want to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, let's go.
Goose Palace, it's free. This is Itch, CFNY 102.1. CFNY 102.1, doing some scratching.
Oh, that's
Mark
Critchley. Scratching me itch.
Swamp Water, taken from the Johnny Hansen Presents Puck Rock, and quite the good choice there.
That's great. Yeah.
Listening to Rock Draft 94 with the Rio Statics here, and one more break, we'll come back, and the final selection, the Indie Hour 102.1. And
sure
it's been a fun night here. The Rio Statics have dropped in. We had Rock Draft 94. Been playing tracks from their new album, Introducing Happiness.
We've been playing the crazier tracks because we know that your audience is open-minded and progressive thinking and wants to hear the crazy shit, and that's what we picked.
Thank you. And
heard
lots of other stuff too. We heard some music we liked.
Yes, we did. This is kind of like our collective Friday nights. This is really what we do. We sit around and we play radio.
Less the donuts.
Music, exactly. Yeah, we're putting on less weight tonight so far.
Yes.
But a little special karmic experience is happening this Thursday night. Of course, Thursday night could very well be the last night of Major League Baseball for the season. The looming strike is happening. But the end of
those damn loomings.
The end of one season might be the beginning of, actually is the beginning of the other. As, I guess the first gig of the Introducing Happiness World Tour 94, 95, 96, you guys are going to break tradition and actually play a gig. So what's happening Thursday night?
Oh, we're coming out of the basement, Dave.
It's this very special gig dedicated to you, Dave.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
For all you've done for us. We just want to get, the pressure was on to do something, so we thought we would. And we do go to the UK and Scotland and Ireland for 3 weeks on Sunday. We leave Sunday. And the record, the gig is billed as, what's that mean?
Pick up the pace.
Well, take it away then.
Pick up the pace.
I'm not going fast enough for you. Go ahead.
Playing at the Horse's Ho down on Queen Street.
That's right.
West.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
Thursday night. It's not the Howell Brothers, it's Three
Although
Estatics.
It's billed as the Howell Brothers, it's Three Estatics.
Although the Howell Brothers will appear.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll all be there. We'll be introducing happiness into our hearts.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Clarky, you got the last pick in Rock Draft 94.
CISCCCP, I don't care.
Full Moon Over Russia. Rio Statics. CFMI 2.1. See you next week.
Thanks, Dave.